church here. The upper man. It says a man's belly, this Proverbs 18:20, it says a man's belly shall be filled with the fruit of his mouth, and the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Death and life. Mm-hmm. You know, you hear a lot of ministers, they just quote that. They'll say life and death. Mm-hmm. But the scriptures start out death. Death and life.
That's good, David.
Mm-hmm. You know, Jesus said man must be born again, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And then he offers us the gift of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. And it's amazing, or I say amazing, but the gift of the Holy Spirit, you know, it's associated with words. And, mm-hmm. I mean, we pray in the Spirit, and those are words of life, you know, that we pray, you know. And a lot of times we don't think that, but we're praying words or speaking words of life, you know.
Glory.
In the Spirit, don't we?
Makes us more out
of
the Spirit a little bit more,
doesn't it? It does encourage us to do that. But I noticed after this, too, you know, talking about words,
yes.
that the scripture after this, it says, whoever finds a good wife, finds a good thing, obtains favor from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And a man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother.
Yeah.
But words, you know, a good wife. Mm-hmm. You know, how many of y'all fellas ever known of a man proposing to a woman or getting engaged to get married and went around and told everybody he hated her guts, you know? You know, that's kind of, he spoke good words to her, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he found that wife with good words. And friends, you know, being friendly, you know, you're not going to have much friends if you tell everybody you don't like them. but words are so powerful. Mm-hmm. Words are so powerful. But Ananias and Sapphira there, you know, the scriptures there, it says they spoke against the Holy Spirit. Mm. You know, they conspired against the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, you know, there in Matthew, everything can be forgiven against the Son of Man and all, but he who blasphemes against the Holy Ghost won't be forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
So we see in their conspiracy there that it was against the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
you know. And you know, you're just not going to come against the Holy Spirit and win, are you? You know, I mean, so I don't know why they would have done that, you know. But you know, you think about it says that they... You know, in their conversations that they come against the Holy Spirit, you know, but think about them, you know, laying there in bed one night and just coming up with that plan
mm-hmm.
to, and her agreeing on it. It says he come up with it, she agreed to it, but, you know, that kind of teaches us a lesson, don't it, whenever, you know, we're getting, mm-hmm. it says they come into agreement.
Yeah.
That's... You know, they come in their words, they come in agreement to, you know, try to deceive the Holy Spirit. You just mm-hmm. not going to deceive the Holy Spirit. So, you know, that's a good thought for us to have that, you know, when, you know, mm-hmm. we ain't going to come
yeah.
to
mm-hmm. like that.
Amen. Well, let's pray here again. And this Mary, come on up. And Father, we thank you for
thank you, Lord Jesus.
We thank you for your word.
Yes,
we thank you for your good words that you put in us through your Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And Lord, someday we don't know what them words are, but we know they're good.
Amen.
We may be praying for somebody halfway around the world, or we might be just praying to build ourselves up. But we thank you for your good
thank
words.
You.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
That you put in our heart.
Yes.
You put them in our heart, Lord. And we thank you for the good gift of the Holy Spirit, the greatest gift.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
In Jesus'
name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
David, thank you for what you shared.
Amen.
So right on.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
We're just going to let the Spirit flow this morning because we just have a great lesson this morning.
We're still in the book, Presenting the Holy Spirit. We're on page 114, The Spirit of Glory. Now, we talked about the Spirit of Glory last week, but I decided through the Holy Spirit to stay in that vein because we are about to enter into the greater glory. And we've got to know more about it and how to enter into it. Praise God. That greater glory is not only getting us into the manifested presence of God, but it will also allow us to minister as He wants us to minister, do the works He done. But we're so close to that greater glory. Now, it's not that we're not in the glory now. We're in His glory now. And we see His glory. We go from glory to glory, the Word of God says. But we have not seen that greater glory that the Lord want to release on people. And last week we discussed how we enter into that greater glory. What brings on that greater glory? And I'm going to kind of stay in that vein this Sunday because I want to show you some more things. So many of you were out. And so the ones that were here, bear with me on teaching this again, because I know the people of God needs to know how that greater glory is going to come. And the two things we said last week was praise and worship. Amen. Brings in that greater glory. Amen. Praise and worship. Yeah. Now, why did we say praise and worship? Because we get a chance to minister to the Lord. Isn't that just amazing? You get a chance. When you say praise and worship, you're ministering to the Lord. Amen. You know, we always want God to minister to us. It's always, gimme, gimme. Help my child. Help my brother. Help me, Lord. You know, but you get an opportunity to minister to God Almighty.
Amen.
When you praise and you worship. Now, praise and worship is so important because one thing God cannot do is worship Himself or give praise to Himself. Simply because, see, when you worship, to give worship to yourself, it means that somebody is greater. Ain't nobody greater than God, so
Amen.
He can't worship Himself because nobody greater than Him. In the Word of God, when Satan was in the wilderness with Jesus, and one thing he asked him to do, just worship. After all the things he asked him, and Jesus said no and came back with the word on, he said, well, I know what you came for. You came for all the kingdoms of this world, and I'll give them to you. You don't have to go to the cross and die. I will give them to you if you do what? What did he say he wanted him to do? Worship. And Jesus knew he couldn't do that because it sounds so simple and so easy to do. But for Jesus to worship Satan, it meant that he was higher than God. He was greater, somebody greater than him. That's when he told him, he said, no, I can't worship nobody but God because nobody greater than God. That's what he was telling Satan. If he had to bow down and worship Satan, that meant that Satan was greater than God. But the enemy, he didn't want to know, he didn't want to worship anymore, but he wanted to be worshipped. Satan stopped worshiping. And he wanted someone to worship him, to say he's greater. Nobody's greater than God. Don't y'all agree?
Yes.
So that's the reason we should worship, minister to the true and living God.
Amen.
And we talked about last week, a lot of things would just be better if we stop murmuring, grumbling, complaining, and just start worshiping.
And thank Him for what He has already
done. Amen, Candace.
Just start worshiping.
Yeah.
Just start praising Him. And you'll see how the atmosphere would change. Even around you.
And your attitude will change.
Your attitude will change.
Yeah.
It brings you into an attitude of gratitude. You know, sometimes that is what the saints are lacking.
Attitude.
They see all the things that they haven't got and, you know, what God haven't done. And, you know. Mm-hmm. But when you get an attitude, like Mary said, of gratitude, it's easy to worship. But we're going to learn out something new about worship today. And I want y'all to open up your spiritual ears and hear this. Because this is going to be very, very needful in knowing this. I think I'm going to put it at the end, though. I'm not going to give it to you right
now. Oh, Mary. You got to understand the word.
That's the reason God made us priests and kings. So we can, so we can as priests minister to the Lord. You know, sometimes we try to use our kingly authority and had not used our priestly authority, but it said priest and king. So you need to do your priestly first, minister to the Lord, and then you can do your authority as kings.
Amen.
So what I'm thinking we're going to do, we're going to not only let you see worship and praise as what you get to do ministering to the Lord, but it's also a weapon.
Amen.
It can be a weapon. So we're going to go back to Jehoshaphat and we're going to read that and show you things that are in the book of Chronicles. 2 Chronicles 2:20. Let's go back to there and we're going to give you snapshots of how it's used as a weapon. Second Chronicles, and y'all remind me to teach y'all about what I told you I wanted to teach you about worship, okay? If I forget it at the end. Okay, 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter. Let's start at the 16th verse. Okay, tomorrow go ye down against them. Okay, let's give the backdrop of what was going on here. Everybody know the story of Jehoshaphat. How all these kings gathered themselves together to come against Jehoshaphat. But how he sought the Lord. How he prayed unto God and sought the Lord. And now he's getting instructions. And not only him, the people too. And he's getting this instruction. He said, tomorrow, go ye down against them. You know, isn't God good? He even tells them where they're going to be tomorrow. God is amazing. Okay, tomorrow, go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz and shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Druel. Now he's given their instruction of where they're going to be. And ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Not in this battle. You shouldn't need to fight. You know, in some battles they really had to fight.
Yeah.
But not in this battle. You don't need to fight. Set yourself. Now, the reason they didn't. Okay. Set yourselves Standing still, see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed down his head with his face to the ground. I mean, he was worshiping. And all of Judah, inhabitants of Jerusalem, fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Oh, they just began to get into a worship. You know, fall down. I mean, think about it. This is the king with his face down to the ground. And all the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. I mean, that's true worship. You know, we want to stand up and, you know, all the time with our hands, you know, up and pray. And that's fine. That's good. But these people were serious. They knew their life was on the line. And the 19th verse, and the Levites of the children of Kohites, of the children of Korhites, stood up to praise the Lord of Israel with a loud voice on high. Yeah. With a loud voice on high.
You sleep back up at the other way.
Yeah, they worship here, and then they praise. Well, see, the Levites of the children are getting into a different mode with the loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning and went forth in the wilderness, Tico. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God. You know, we worship, but we still have to worship in faith.
Yeah.
Faith is very important. And it's just not, you know, most of the time worship is not in faith. Corporate worship sometimes is not in faith because it's almost like a psalmist said, raise your hand, do this, do that, you know, and you just raise your hand because you don't want everybody else to see you with your hand down when they said raise them, you know. But worship is something that comes from the heart. Praising God comes from the heart. And he said, not only believe his prophets, so you eat your prophets. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord. I mean, this was serious. He appointed singers unto the Lord. You know, he didn't wait for no audition, you know, that, you know, some people come to a choir and you have to try out, you know, to see, He said, I'm choosing the singers. He was real serious. That should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army and to say, praise the Lord for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and praise, the Lord set an ambush against the children of Ammon, Moab, Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay. I'm not going to read it all, but what happened here, they started attacking each other, the ones that were going to attack Jehoshaphat. And I know Jehoshaphat then just stood there and just like, go for it. You know, they got, God confused them and they just start fighting each other, you know, and just killing each other. And they were just singing and praising and worshiping and singing songs and just saying things to the Lord and praising him. And they saw how their enemy was destroyed.
Yeah.
And if you would do that, you see how your enemy, sometimes we try, now I'm going to tell her what I think. I'm going to give her a piece of my mind. No. Sometimes you just need to stand still and worship and pray and get that devil
on the run.
Yes, amen. get him on the run. And when for the children of Ammon stood against the inhabitants of Mount Seir early to slay and destroy. And when Judah came toward to watch the tower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, there were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none of them escaped. See, Jehoshaphat then was no match for these that had came together. Mm-hmm. But God, while they were just worshiping and praising, see, they had gone and worshiped God first. Now he's using it as a weapon. So always remember that worship and praise can be used as a weapon. Okay, my minutes are leaving me, so I'm going to have to go into what I told y'all I'm going to, what I really want to teach y'all today. Let's start off in Hebrews, the 13th chapter. Let's do it this way. We know that we were created to worship God. That's part of your creation, is just to worship and to give praises unto 13th chapter in the 15th verse. And this is going to take your worship to another level, okay? This is the reason I'm teaching it this way. I want it to go to another level. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Okay, 13 and let's see. 15. By him, therefore, let us offer. Should I go back and let me see. I'm going to go back and read the 12th. Wherefore Jesus also he might sink. I'm going to have to go up a little further. Anyway, it was talking about the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, how he gave of himself. Okay, but the 15th verse says, by him, I'm trying to use my time wisely because my time is up. By him, therefore, by who? Y'all going to have to talk up, class. I need y'all help. By who?
Him.
By him. Who is the him?
God.
Okay, by God, by Jesus. Therefore, let us offer. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. You know, David was discussing a little bit about the fruit of our lips. But I'm going to, I thank you, Brother David, for bringing that out. By him, let us offer, by God, by him, not by yourself. Jesus starts worship. He's the one that starts it.
Yeah.
Not you. He told the woman at the well, I'm seeking those that will worship me in spirit, in truth. I know sometimes you think you started, you know, you think, yeah. But really, he's seeking. He's looking. He's searching for those that will worship him. And it says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Now let's go to Isaiah 57:19. Isaiah 57:19. Say amen when you get it. Amen. I'm not hearing any amen. Okay. Here. I want you to know Isaiah 57:19. It's right. Everybody got it? Okay. I create the fruit of the lips. Who create the fruit of the lips? God create the fruits of the lips. Peace, peace, him that is far off, and to him that is near, says the Lord, I will heal them. Well, God is saying here that he creates. So we're talking about the Spirit of God. We're talking about the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of glory. Now we're talking about worship and praise, what brings in the Spirit of glory. Here he's saying, let the Spirit of glory create your praise within you.
Read the
fruit, huh?
Read the last thing in 19.
Do what now?
Read the last four words of verse 19. I will heal him.
Amen.
That's a healing scripture too. Amen. Praise
it is, it is. it's an all-inclusive, whatever.
Not only a weapon, it's our healer. It's a healing thing too.
Oh, we out for the weapon now.
I know.
We're talking about
it's the healing. It heals your body too.
Yeah, it whatever.